And we're back here on The Big Show, Let's Get Local, talking more with local businesses about their business, about what they bring to the community and what they're doing in the community. And someone who is always up to something good over there at Delta Beer Lab is Pio and the team. Pio's on now to tell us about a very timely effort once again. Pio, how are you? Thanks for joining us today.
Doing well, Jason. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I just missed you last night. I stopped into the lab and I heard you had just left because I came to pick up some of the Black is Beautiful IPA. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the Black is Beautiful beer program started in a really unfortunate way. As you may recall, in 2020, George Floyd was murdered by police officers in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where they knelt on his neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds before he died. A block away from the grocery store where I got my groceries, Cub Foods, a block away from the Target that I shopped at, on a road that I drove on every day. And shortly after that murder, a Black-owned brewery in San Antonio, Texas, named Weathered Souls Brewing, created the Black is Beautiful Beer Program as a collaborative effort to raise awareness for the injustices of people of color, the injustices they face every day, and raise funds for police for brutality reform and legal defenses for those who have been wronged. So when we heard about this program, we joined in right away because it fit directly into our mission, touched way too close to home, and it was an effort in the beer community where we could do something good with our product, with our reach, to make a difference in our local community.
Yeah, you're always so thoughtful, and I mean, I just to put those pieces together. I'm always really impressed by the way you have committed to those things through your business, trying to do something with your business that also does something else that's impactful. So I really appreciate about you and the team at Delta Beer Lab. How can people support and help right now?
So through the program, this is our third year doing it. We brew a black IPA. Weathered Souls Brewing put out a recipe for an imperial stout, and asked brewers around the country, around the world, to brew it and donate all proceeds to a local black organization. And we decided that in June we didn't want to release an imperial stout, so we decided that we'd, and they were cool with us shifting the recipe. So we decided to make a West Coast style IPA that was dark brown to black in color, with minimal roasted notes. And we put that beer out the first year supporting Freedom Inc., the second year supporting Nehemiah, and then this year supporting Urban Triage. So we have Black IPA, Black is Beautiful. It's IPA 16.6 in our naming convention, available in the tap room just south of the Beltline at Rimrock. At a bunch of retailers around town. They know we're doing a tap takeover at the Boneyard on the east side, the Dog Park Bar, on Sunday, tomorrow, and they have the beer there. At Juneteenth, we're doing a big thing at Ulbrich Beer Garden, where they're giving all proceeds from that day to Urban Triage as well. I dropped off cases yesterday at a whole bunch of places, Short Stack Eatery downtown. Now I'm going to have them all escape me. But I'll try to look that up while we're talking and make sure people know where they can get the Black IPA with the branding Black is Beautiful.
Yeah, and that's fantastic. And also, again, look for those events coming up throughout the month where you are going to be out in the community providing this and also help raise more money for Urban Triage, which is fantastic. I love that. So, Pio, we got. I want people to know a little bit more. What's the easiest way to keep up with you and the lab, and how you guys are active right now, where people can find out all the things that you're working on?
Sure, our website is a good resource for the beers that we have available. Our Facebook page is where we list most of the events that we do. We do trivia every Wednesday night at our tap room. Drag Queen Bingo, hosted by Kendra Banks, the third Tuesday of every month, which is a hoot. She is quite a boisterous individual and a good friend. And our salesperson, Will, is out in the community all the time doing tastings at different liquor stores. We're working on the Pride Festival, the Magic Festival, which will be held in Warner Park again this year. We had a huge success in 2019, and then it kind of got curtailed for a couple years there.
Man, you guys,
so lots of places to find us.
Yeah, you're doing so much good in the community, PO, and providing some great beer too. I'll tell you, I had one of the black IPAs last night. It was fantastic. So that is our time for today, but that is PO over at Delta Beer Lab. Again, head to delta.beer. Delta.beer for more info. PO, keep up the great work, and we'll see you around town soon, okay?
Thanks, Jason.
We'll be back after the break. I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone now.